everybody. You know where you are, Expert Talk with me, Tigo. And as always, you know, I love bringing experts, authorities to the show to talk about where they are, where they've been, and where they're going, and blaze a trail to make it a little bit easier for us to maybe follow behind them. But today, we're going to talk about two things that I love, media and podcasting, and how we tie all that together to maybe expand your business, grow your brand. And not only do we have one expert in the room, we've got two. So sit right there, because coming up next, we've got Corey Carter and the guy with the coolest name, Ron Cool. So sit right there. We'll be right back. All right, I got to say it. Hey, Corey. Hey, Ron. What's happening? How you guys doing today?
Fantastic, Tigo. So honored, so thankful, so blessed that you have allowed us to come on the show and talk about some of our favorite things, podcasting.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here, Tigo. Thank you so much for having us. And yeah, who doesn't love talking about podcasting?
Yeah, see, and I thought they were going to say, talk about their favorite thing, and they're going to tell me that we're having something great for lunch or something, but okay. Yeah. Podcasting. Yep, exactly. That's what we're here for. Podcasting. You guys have a really cool name of your business. We got to share that right out the gate. And we're going to get into exactly how people can start their podcast, where you guys kind of take care of all the details for them, but hold that for later. We got to talk about that a little bit later. Your name of your company is
Hindsight Hacking Media. And you know, it wasn't the name of that. But we started this little podcast, and then people started getting confused by the name of the company. And we actually rebranded everything to match the podcast that was going, the podcast that was growing, the podcast that was changing the business. So we had to rename it to Hindsight Hacking Media.
Ron, what does Hindsight Hacking Media mean to you? What is that? I mean, are you just looking behind you and going, yep, we did that?
No, it's a funny story. So, when we started the podcast, I'm going to open up the curtains a little bit. We were like, okay, we're going to start this podcast. We started it on 1/1/2020. And we're like, well, hindsight's 2020. So we'll just kind of have it be called Hindsight something. And we're like, okay, hindsight what? And we're like, oh, how about if we hack highly successful entrepreneurs' hindsight to give the listeners better foresight? Huh. All right, we're going to do Hindsight Hacking. So that'll be the name of the show. And we never would have thought of rebranding the whole company and having our whole company called Hindsight Hacking Media. So it's such a crazy thing that that's happened. Maybe we would have thought more harder around the name, but it works out great.
It's an awesome name. You shouldn't overthink it. You know, you really shouldn't overthink it. It's an awesome name. But Corey, I got to ask you, you know, you started in 2020. If it was in January of 2020, it was 2 months before, hello, COVID. I don't care if people are watching this in 2045 or 2086. Right now, we're in the middle of COVID. So how ironic is it that you call it hindsight? And with COVID going on, how did COVID affect you?
Well, I mean, honestly, COVID helped the business in so many ways. And you know, my heart goes out to anybody out there that A, lost somebody to it, or B, lost their job to it, and had all the negative things that went along with it. But ultimately, it allowed us to focus on the right things. It allowed us to pause. It allowed us to really grow the things that we wanted to grow. And And yeah, I mean, it's really, really crazy that, you know, COVID, as bad as it was, you know, at one point in March, like the ClickFunnels Fun and Hockey Live, that was the last event that we went to
at the end of
January. And then come March goes and all this stuff is going on. And there's one day I looked at Ron, I'm like, hey, this is happening to us or it's happening for us. And, you know, I went with the belief of it's happening for us and honestly never have had to look back, and only positive things have happened since. I spend more time on Zoom calls than ever before, than ever I thought I would ever do. And I love every second of it and give my computer a workout using this camera. So definitely, like, it's been a blessing in so many ways. And I hope the many out there can look at it in that positive light. Like, we were able to take a pause, we were able to take a minute and reflect on our lives and think, okay, what can I do going forward as things get back to normal? What are the good things that we can take from this to, you know, from a personal standpoint, from a family standpoint, you know, or from your business standpoint?
No, I totally agree. I mean, I started my show in January last year, decided finally I was going to do it in December of 2019, started production in January, got four episodes done and thought, yep, you know, this is what I'm doing. And boom, here comes COVID. So I thought, hey, we're just going to shut down until COVID's over. And I figured it was going to last 2 weeks. What did I know? And we're just going to shut it down. You know, it's cool. And I called the networks and said, and we'll be back after COVID. And they said, we're going to run the same episodes because you have a contract until COVID is over, whenever that is. And I'm so glad we decided to just move everything into my wonderful guest room and keep producing, because it changed the scope of the show. It changed even my, you know, level of attention and detail and all of that to make this happen. Because I can't imagine that if I hadn't done that, we'd be running the same. And trust me, if you go look at the first four episodes of my show, we'd be running the same really bad episodes for a year. That is just scary. Just scary. Which, speaking of scary, I want to run over to Ron Cool sitting back there and ask him about, okay, yeah, podcast. Everybody says publish, 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 media, 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 get out there, get out there, get out there. And people are terrified of the little red lights, the little green lights, and putting on a mic and even just talking for an audio podcast. How are you guys addressing the fear?
Done beats better than perfect. Period, end of story. I will tell you, you know, when you go through anything, they say publish, 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 publish for a year and your life will change. And I will tell you flat out, I did not believe that. I was like, what's that going to do? Like, mm-hmm. Why? Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It absolutely changes your life if you do it. And it's just crazy how it works. We teach people by having them listen to our first episode, just like yours, right? Ours is bad, right? But you know what? People want to follow you on your journey, and yeah. People get bought into you as your person. You're the person for your tribe, and they want to watch that journey. And guess what? If you come out of the gate 100% perfect and polished, you're not going to relate to the people you're trying to impact.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. So that's what we teach people, to just be comfortable, be yourself, because at the end of the day, you're the subject matter expert on your own show. Just be you. You will attract the people that you're supposed to impact and attract just mm-hmm. by being you.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, go back and look at Oprah when she was in Baltimore. She was not Oprah then. And Oprah said, yeah. And Oprah said, she's like, when I stopped trying to be the new chocolate Barbara Walters, you know, that's when my life changed. And even when she was doing local Chicago, you know, I'm from Chicago. And when she was doing local Chicago morning show, it wasn't the Oprah we all got to know. And see, hey, oh, wait, hold on, stop the show. The man just showed me a cup. What? I love this. And bears. Oh my goodness. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. A little piece of home. But you know, even with Oprah, she talks about how she had to change and had to grow and stop trying to pretend to be something else. And you look at how her growth happened. And I tell people all the time, she wasn't the best and isn't the best because she was the best person on camera. She was the best person in making 3 to 5 million women and a couple of guys feel like they were her best friends and communicating. And that's all you really got to do in this media game. Yeah, that's all you really got to do in this media game is be you, be real, spread your message. And the people who are looking for that message, y'all know how it is. When you fry something up or you're making lasagna, it's the crusty part on the outside is the best. They want to see that. Okay, back to the show. So that's all you got to do is do that. So now I got to ask, I'm going to run back over to your friend. Corey, you're sitting over there with my favorite hat on. Tell me how you got into media.
Yeah, funny story. This little company that we, at least here on this call, have heard of, called ClickFunnels. So Ron and I, just to back up a little bit, we were doing a lot of in-person coaching, in-person masterminds, you know, going and to at a 7 a.m. meetup with real estate agents and insurance brokers and financial advisors and doing these kind of networking meetings and all this fun stuff and helping with business plan and all this stuff in person, right? Mm-hmm. And then one time someone was telling Ron, we need to get into it. What they said was sideways marketing. We're like, I have no idea. Ron said, Corey, go look into sideways marketing. And I don't know if I ever figured out what sideways marketing is, but what I did find was funnels. I did find ClickFunnels. I did figure out One Funnel Away. And then I took this 30-day challenge, One Funnel Away, best $100 I ever have spent. And I was hooked. Literally, like from day one, Steve Larson is yelling at me. Joe Estoian is giving me direction. And Russell Brunson is teaching such amazing things. And all of that just got us hooked right away. I told Ron, hey, you got to take this because our business is going to change. We're going to figure out how to get online. And then, but part of that process was you guys got to go publish, right? You guys got to figure that out. And so I was like, Ron, we got to go do a podcast. He's like, what's a podcast? Oh, well, he didn't really get it, but I listened to podcasts forever. Since 2013, as podcasts really started to take off, like that's, you know, when I started listening. And he's like, well, if it's like a radio show, I'm in, let's do it. And so it's just like you. And in December of 2019, we started going through that process to get our show live. And all, you know, people kept trying to sell us like, hey, let's do graphics. Well, Ron's like, well, I'm a graphic designer. I don't need to do that. Well, I'm going to sell you editing. Well, I think we can figure out how to edit, right? And it's like all this stuff, people trying to, you know, put us into the mix of us buying more things than what we originally set out to do just to get our show live. And so we figured out, okay, this is our show. This is what we're going to do. You heard the story of 1/1/2020 we launched, but then we were immediately like, you know, there's such a better way. There's all these gaps that we found of people doing it. Like, let's find a way to be frictionless. Let's find a way to, we're getting our message out there and we're being genuine and we're just having fun with it and we love it. Well, let's help some people do the same thing in a different way. And again, we are never going to OTO. Like OTOs and all the world of funnels, like that's my least favorite part. But we don't do it. It's like, whatever the price is, that's the price. Like, and go through it. But through that, right? Like at first we were afraid of Zoom. We were afraid of the camera light. We just did the audio, but now it's like everything's live. I mean, I know you're going to cut some of this and all that. Like, we don't even do that. We're just, what it is what it is. Like, that's how much we believe in just seeing the green light and going and getting the message out and what it's real. It's real. And we just love every second on that piece. And we're in YouTube and podcasting worlds and everywhere we can be with the one little thing of a podcast.
Well, first, let me correct you, because unless there's a real faux pas going on for the internet version of the show, for the audio version of the show, we don't trim the fat, because I want the full story. I want people to be able to go. And I've done that. I used to do it. When it goes on regular television, I have to fit it into 28.5, but then I tell them to go online if you want to see the full extended version of the show. And even, you know, if you guys are watching this on Amazon Prime, yeah, there's a whole nother half of this. You want to go and find the website. It's been floating around the bottom here. And actually see the full show, because we have to fit within the platforms we're given. But for the most part, yeah, I want the whole thing, because people have called me and said, wait, he was talking about this. And then he was talking about what happened in the middle. And it's like, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. So Ron, Mr. Cool, I'm trying to figure out, really, you sat there with a straight face and said, what's a podcast?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I absolutely did, because my wife listens to podcasts because she's smart. I'm more of a visual person, right? So I'll watch things, right? And so he brings up this podcast, and the one thing he didn't talk about, which I will, is when we were trying to get three lines out on Zoom, three lines, okay, for our introduction, it took us like a half hour. It was the most ridiculous thing, right? And I was like, dude, like, we were on stages talking, like, why is this so difficult to record on a screen? Three sentences, like, why can't we do it? It was driving us nuts. Took us forever. Anyway, but yeah, I had no idea what a podcast was. And I was like, okay, like, if it's like a radio show, like, that would be totally fun and cool. And we could have some cool people on it. And some of the people that I want on it haven't been on yet, but they will. They will. But it's been such a cool experience. And I absolutely fell in love with it. And so we're like, okay, how can we help other people get their message out and help the impactors create an impact? And that's why we created what we created.
Okay, so you guys have been teasing back and forth. And I've got to ask, what is your show about? Come on, Corey, what's it about? Maybe they've never heard of it. What's going on? What do you talk about?
Well, for one, our number one goal of the show is we hack highly successful entrepreneurs' hindsight to give our audience and listeners clearer foresight. And so every time, the one question that we talk about is, or the one scripted question that we talk about every show is asking about the hindsight, right? And it's in all regards, like, oh, if I could go back 20 years and give myself advice, what would it be? Or maybe it's, if I could go back 2 years ago when this business or this program or this thing happened and started, what would I have done different to make it smoother across that time? So that's kind of the one piece. And so Ron and I, we've been blessed to have tons of different entrepreneurs on the show, and we interview them kind of like you're doing with us right now. But we also morphed it as well, where we do what we call our daily hack. And so 3 days a week, we get on for 10 minutes and we give guidance and trainings and different things for each week, like a week at a time. Last week was all about podcasts. This week is all about vodcasts, which is, in our opinion, more like a live show, like you're doing the TV world of it, and then turning it into a podcast. And so, yeah, I mean, that's the show. Like, 5 days a week, we do two great interviews a week, plus we do our three daily hacks every single week. I think we're on episode like 190, 180 or something like that now. And 184. I assume, if I can read lips, because I can't.
194.
Okay. But yes, that's the whole thing. Like, we're trying to help other entrepreneurs out there, whether it's listening to our show or hanging out in our Facebook group or watching on YouTube or wherever, finding the guests, you know, great snippets of gold that they give and going to their websites. Like, that's our goal. If one of our guests can help a listener go to the next level with their business, like, it's a win for us.
Yeah. You guys are thinking what I'm thinking. You know, I'm thinking, I haven't been there. They're at 194. And they haven't invited me to be there. What do I have to do to get on the show? So we're here, you know, you guys know we're here. I want to go back in the show and ask them, because what do I have to do to be there? And yeah, and the other question we got to ask is, you know, what kind of shows do they help with? Who are they looking for? Who are their perfect guests? Clearly it's not me, but that's me on my soapbox. I'm going to get off my soapbox and go back. Okay. So we're back. I had to breathe for a second because I could hear my friends and family out there going, wait a minute, we haven't seen Tego on that show. What kind of shows do you do, Ron? Who do you interview? I mean, come on.
My turn. Like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah, you got the spike hair. I got to throw you in there.
Well, normally, so I have to explain, Corey always goes first because I can go the whole show and not say someone's name if it's a hard name, right? So we've had people from Singapore and all these other places around the world come on the show. And some of the names, I'm like, that's all you, bro. So enjoy that, right? So it's been great. No, we would absolutely love to have you on the show. So we will definitely get you on there. And we are looking for any entrepreneurs that are highly successful. I mean, to be honest, when we first started, we were getting people on there for free coaching, right? We had some really cool people. We wanted to learn about what they were doing. We're like, hey, we have this show. Why don't you come on to be on the show? Mm-hmm. And we're like, hey, we got some free coaching. Then we were like, let's start adding some value. And now we've gotten some amazing guests on there that we just never would have thought we would have ever been able to speak with. We had Fergie most recently. He's one of the leads for Hamilton on Broadway. Like, really? He's on.
Wow. Our show.
That's pretty not, crazy. Not from the TV Disney Broadway, but the second set of actors that play it like live right now.
He's like the real ones on the stage, you know,
the real ones, right?
Yeah. And okay. Then,
we've had David Metzler on, who is the person that inspired the movie Jerry Maguire. Like, it's crazy the people we've had on. So obviously we need Tego. We need you on this
show. Yeah. Okay. It's too late. I'm not coming. No, I'm kidding. I'll be there. I will absolutely be there. So before we go to break, I got to ask, and we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of how you start a podcast, the services that you offer, all that is coming. Give me a second. It's coming. Give me a minute. We're going to get there. Okay. So before we get to all of that stuff, I got one question for both of you. I'm going to start with Corey because you said Corey goes first, and then I'll come to Mr. Cool over here, Ron. If you weren't doing this, if you weren't doing your business before in 2020, what were you doing? What would you be doing today?
Well, I mean, because if we didn't do the podcast, if we weren't already moving forward, I truly question whether we would be in business today, because all the stuff we were doing was in person. And as we know, the world shut down, right? Yeah. In March of 2020. And so if Ron and I were stuck just doing things in person, like, we would have had to find a big, huge way to pivot right then. But luckily, we had already made the shift. We had already made the pivot months before. And so, like, things just kept rolling. So again, like, if we hadn't started a show, mm-hmm. who knows if we would be in business. We might be, you know, working for somebody else right now. We might be trying to get those checks that you get every 2 weeks when you're working for somebody else. Like, that might be where we'd be right now.
Yeah, I don't see you guys doing that. All right, Mr. Cool, before you were famous on a podcast and before you got that wonderful spike hair, what were you doing when you were 10, 12? What was your idea, what you wanted to be when you grew up?
Oh my gosh. Well, let's see. Actually, when I was 10, I was in a movie. So I wanted to be an actor, and I went to acting class and all of these things. I was in a couple commercials. So that's what I wanted to do. But then I absolutely fell in love with computer graphics. Went to school for computer graphics, got accepted to the Walt Disney School of Drawing at 17. And so that's my love. I absolutely love doing it. And, you know, I just feel very blessed that we are in a position that I can actually do what I enjoy doing. And I've come to also love podcasting and put those two loves together. But, you know, to kind of echo what Corey said, if we didn't have the show and then we tried to pivot when everyone else was pivoting, I don't know how far we would have gotten, just to be completely honest. You know, I think the show, you know, I say this all the time, and I tell my wife, I think it's crazy. A little tiny podcast show made it so Corey and I can leave 2 six-figure-a-year jobs to do what we love doing.
And I just want to go on record. You said you would wanted to be an actor. You were in a movie. And about 5 minutes ago, you were talking about doing that first intro with 3 lines that right. You couldn't get through. You're a trained actor. Okay, we're not going to go there. I'm not going to beat him up too bad. We're actually going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how other people can get involved and what all this means. So sit right there. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back. You know where you are, Expert Talk with me, Tego. And today we're talking with Mr. Cool, Ron Cool, and Mr. Corey Carter. And we're talking about hindsight. No, not your butt. Looking back and going forward. So when we left, we pointed out the fact that the trained actor messed up three lines of, you know, we're not going to go there. He's already having a hard time. His hair is starting to go a little flatter because of it. But now we're going to talk about, I want to start a podcast, or I'm in business and people have told me maybe they've joined ClickFunnels. You know, there's thousands of them out there that have never started a show. And they're going, I'm being told by the, you know, ClickFunnels family that we should be publishing. And I don't know what to publish. Is that what they would do? Would they come to you, Ron, and say, you know, help me figure this out? Or do they need to know what their show is first and come to you guys?
No, absolutely. We love, I call it birthing a brand or birthing the show. Like, we love when people come to us. We've had people come to us with an idea and we've helped them launch that. We've had people come to us with no idea and we've created the show name, created the show description, and they ended up number one on iTunes in their category 30 days later. So, you know, we've done both sets, but we absolutely love just come to us. We've had people had an idea when we've talked with them and they started going through our process. They're like, hey, I think this is more what I should be doing. And they've changed. So we help hold your hand from start to finish. And then we help you do some promotion on the other end of it as well.
So Corey, are you only doing business type podcasts, or if somebody wants to be storytelling, because that's really popular on podcasts, especially audio. What is your specialty?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a mix. Like, our specialty is to help somebody launch a show within 30 days, hit the charts and get their message out. Like, that's our specialty. Whether you knew your idea, like Ron was saying, or you had an idea or not, like, that's where you go. But we have a mix. We totally have a mix of entrepreneurs. Most of them are entrepreneurs. That's because that's who we talk to on our show. But we just released last week a podcast. And so for those watching this later, when I say last week, it was the first week of April, 2021. And the show is called More Than a Felon. And this is about a gentleman who spent 11 years in the federal penitentiary system out in California.
Wow.
And he paid his time and he came out and he's had some success and grown as a firefighter and among other things. And so his show is actually showcasing people coming out of the system and having different levels of success, from business ownership to helping kids to being firefighters, like all this different things. And so it's all about telling these wonderful stories. It has nothing to do with the business. And he hit in the top 50 of the US charts after just 72 hours of following our system. So if you have an idea and a message out there, then we can definitely help you. We're not just focused on just entrepreneurs. But we're focused on good people. Like, and luckily that's where our message has blessed us with people with a real goal of, I'm going to impact somebody versus I'm going to make money, right? Like, we don't get along with somebody that just has a money or a monetary idea. Mm-hmm. We have somebody that just has a message that needs to get out there. And that's when amazing things happen, because people are doing things for the right reasons.
Yeah, that's what separates a chef from a cook. It's what I used to say. You know, that's what separates the chef from a cook. You want delicious foods and you can have the same ingredients cooking at the same time. And this person is cooking kind of like they're in a franchise of McDonald's or something and just getting it out. And this person's cooking with love and you can totally taste the difference. And that's what it is with your business. If you don't have that passion, that may be what the speed bump is, because you're waiting for somebody else to tell you you're great when you need to know you're great already. So Ron, let's talk about what kind of services you guys offer. Are you looking for just finished product, like bring you your finished shows and you guys are promoted, or are you helping for every step?
Yes and yes. So we have a client that has they're in the 1% of the world of podcasting, and they're our client. We're helping them increase that even more, but they have a finished product, right? And we're helping them get more listenership and those pieces. But we also have a course. It's a 30-day course that helps you come up with what your thing is going to be, helps you put it together, gets all the graphics. It's all included. As Corey said earlier, we don't like OTOs. We don't like surprises. We don't like add-ons. We don't like a second pitch. Everything's included. And it's dirt cheap compared to everything else out there, because what we wanted to do is take away every single excuse for the entrepreneur to get their message out, right? And really impact those impactors and really have them focus on what they're good at, which is pitching their thing to their people. And we'll take care of the rest.
Oh, that's awesome. So Corey, what are you guys talking about, just audio podcasts? Or are you also helping people with video and television and all kinds of media?
Yeah, we help with all kinds of things. So our program specifically is about the podcast. So Profits with Podcasts is the name of the program. And that's one that we help you within 30 days go from no idea to launching, hitting the charts. And then after that, we'll help you, teach you how to monetize and teach you how to edit and teach you how to do things that you don't need us. But on the flip side, we 100%, and we do this for our own show and we do this for others, and what we call, I mentioned this, a vodcast, which is more of the video, right? And so we teach you how to go and be branded everywhere you go, right? Like, you've got your shirt on for your show right now, right? And so when we do our podcast, when we do our podcast, we always have our brands, because we don't necessarily use Zoom as much. We use different avenues to always have our brand in that. And we can go live in multiple places. But through the program, you'll want to go and do the actual program to launch the podcast to get that listenership. And that's the audio side. But then you flip it right afterwards, and you can follow the flow to always have the video and the audio working in concert.
Okay. So I know you guys got to get out of here, but I got a couple of more questions I got for you. You know, Ron, what about distribution? I tell everybody success is in the details. Anybody can get on a mic, eventually get past your fear. If you record 10 or 12 shows, you get pretty good at it. And then you just kind of find your own way and fly. But if they only do that in their living room and nobody ever hears about it, so do you help with distribution?
Yeah, I actually have a fun story to tell about this. We had a guy that commissioned us to do his podcast cover art. And this was a Monday. And I got him his cover art. And he kept telling everyone that he's going to be, you know, launching his podcast on iTunes on Friday. And I was like, oh, cool. You already got, you know, your welcome letter that you've been accepted to launch a show. And he's like, no. I go, well, have you submitted the show? And he's like, no. And I was like, then you're not going to be there. Like, that's not how it works, right? And so at this point, it was Tuesday, and he was an older gentleman. And I was like, okay, so I was trying to help him, and it's like 11:30 at night. And my wife's like, what are you doing? I go, I got to help him. And I just met this guy. And I was like, look, John, I need you to just give me all of your login information, and I'll do it. Just give me everything, because I know you don't know me, but I need all of your login information. And he was nice enough, gave me everything. I was able to submit his show. And then luckily he did get his approval before the Friday. So he saved face with everyone that he was talking about. But, you know, we found that not a lot of people understand this, you know, just the submission piece. And even when you launch, we launched specifically for iTunes, and then we wait a week or so, and then we open up that distribution to other places, because we want to build that listenership on the main chart that people look at. You know, like our show, we're on every single place. Like, you listen
to mine too.
Everywhere, that's where we are. We're on iHeart. iHeart's the longest. It takes 2 to 3 weeks, right? So people have to understand, it does take some time for things, but we walk you through that process. And actually through our course, we just handle all of it for you, so you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's fantastic. So What if somebody's done it all wrong, Ron? What if they've been in it for a year? You know what I'm talking about. They've been sporadic. They launched in January last year. They did 2 episodes. Then they didn't do another one till March. Yep. Then they did 15 in April because dang it, they were determined. And then they stopped and didn't do anything till June. And now they kind of sort of launch a new episode every other Tuesday. What about that?
No, this is great because we've helped multiple clients in that particular situation. And we're like, okay, I want you to pause. Just stop what you're doing. Take a deep breath. Give me a day that you're going to commit to yourself that you're going to be there for the people you're impacting so you can get them to understand that's when you're going to commit. Because the biggest mistake is they're like, I'm going to go every day or I'm going to go 3 times a week. And it's like, no, don't do that. Because when you're busy, what does that look like? Right? Are you going to still be able to do that? No. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we're like, okay, we're going to teach you how to batch some episodes. So you're farther ahead so you can go on vacation, not worry about your show. You can take some time off, not worry about your show. Corey and I, we just went on vacation for a week. Our show didn't skip a beat because we are ahead of where the actual published time are. We have 20 to 30 banked episodes. So we teach people to bank the episodes because that also gives you some play, mm-hmm. right? So if you have this amazing episode, but they're not scheduled to go for 30 episodes, but they have something that they want to showcase for next week, you can move it. You can move things around, right? So we've done that as well, but we teach people to bank it, really understand it's about the consistency that's going to help build your brand and your company. So you going back and forth and up and down, it's just hurting yourself and your listenership.
And I just want to add to that.
Yes, please.
The consistency piece, I don't care if you're just doing Facebook Lives or YouTube, or if you're writing a blog, or if you're sending emails, until you find where you can be consistent at it, it's not going to help you. If you're inconsistent at it, it's going to teach your audience to not trust what you're offering, right? And so Ron and I, for 6 months, we told the audience every single Monday, I guarantee there's going to be a show. And no matter what, there was always a show. We did some other special events where there was like 5 shows for 5 days, but we called it out. We knew what it was. We talked about it, but we still remained the consistency on the Mondays, which we had preached. And then as we increased our own show to be 5 days a week, we didn't start it right away. We waited until we had them banked, till we knew we could be consistent, till we knew we wouldn't miss. And so again, to anybody out there, whether you're starting a show, whether you're just doing a live in your Facebook group or anywhere, don't commit to it until you can find what you can be consistent at, because consistency will win over everything else. You could be bad at recording, you could be bad at what you're doing, but the consistency of being there for your tribe, your people, whoever you're talking to, that will win. And that's the one of the most important things.
I mean, that's the basis of reality television. Most reality television is terrible, but it's like watching an accident and you can't turn away. So you end up there every week going, why am I wasting time watching this? And then you go, ooh, did she say that about her husband? See? Yeah, just keep going. So Corey, what about repurposing content? You know, they do an audio or they do a video, they do whatever. Once it's done, they put it in the can, they put it out there on that Monday or Tuesday, and then they never think about it again. They don't use it for anything else.
That is a bad mistake. Everyone listening, you got to use it. Repurpose. And so again, our show, we record it live. It goes to YouTube, Facebook, and our group and our profiles. And then it gets ready to go to iTunes and all that fun stuff. So even, for example, this week we had a show that we recorded on Tuesday, and we, on purpose, it went live to iTunes and everywhere today. Today's a Thursday, right? And today we also have about 10, 15 different graphics that we use to promote the show. But then you'll see also, we take the video of all that and we break it up into different micro content, from 1-minute teaser videos to different quote cards from us and from our guests. Then we give it all to the guests. And so our guests can actually promote our show. And we have one client, because we did this, we have one guest on LinkedIn, which we are not on as much as we probably should, on LinkedIn, she would post like one graphic a day. And we interviewed her in October of 2020. And in the last one it was that she had posted was in March. And she keeps promoting our own show because it showcases her and this it edified her as this expert on our show. And she's promoting our show for 5 months.
Wow.
Take your 1 hour or however long your episode is, take that time and break it into as much as you possibly can to use over and over for, I would say a good, 4 months of 3 months of this first quarter of 2021, Ron and I posted something 3 times a day on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, videos and quote cards 3 times a day of past podcast episodes. And that didn't include anything we were doing specific to the show that was being released that day. That was just all from the past. So we had people telling us like, you guys are everywhere. I don't know how you do it. And we're like, we don't, we just record the show one time and then and then we repurpose it.
Wow. Brilliant. I love it. I love it. I'm sitting here going, we don't do enough of that. We don't do enough of that. Yeah, I know. I need to talk to him about it. So Ron, tell me exactly how they can find you, where to go. We've had the website kind of flashing by, but if they're listening on iHeart or Pandora or somewhere, let's talk about it. Where do they find you?
Yeah. So they can go to gethhm.com and that's our main landing page, or you can find Corey and I on any of the social media channels. We are out there. Or you can go to profitswithpodcasts.com. Sorry. And you can go there. And that is our course to help you get your message out to the masses.
So give me the two websites one more time. Just make sure they heard it because they might be driving down the highway going, what did he say? What did he say?
GetHHM.com and profitswithpodcasts.com.
Well, I think you guys are amazing. I think you're awesome. It's so good to have you here. We're going to do some stuff together and help people really see the power of media, period. You know, I told my clients and my friends, media never sleeps. That's what you don't get. You sit around and pray that you could duplicate you. If I could only get one more hour, media never sleeps. So while you're sleeping, you are still out there in that video. So I thank you so much for being here, being a guest. I hope you come back often. You two guys are pretty cool.
It's always nice to be associated with being cool. So anyway, Higo, it's been an absolute pleasure. I really appreciate you allowing us the opportunity to talk with you. And yes, you have got to come on our show. And I know of a couple of openings on a few Tuesdays in the future of this month. So I'm gonna send you that schedule after we hang up and see if you're interested. Maybe we can time a few things appropriately to cross promote multiple shows at the same time.
Ooh, that's a perfect example of my mother saying, a closed mouth don't get fed. You gotta speak up. See what I did? See what I did there? That's what's happening.
Feel completely blessed that you have us on the show and we'd love to come back, and absolutely you have to come on our show. We're looking forward to it.
This is awesome. Well, you guys, you know how we do. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you come back for the next one. And if you're thinking about media, stop thinking about it, especially if you're in business, if you're a celebrity, if you're on stages and waiting for those stages to open back up. You need to be in front of your fan base. You need to connect with your friends, and people need to know what you're all about. And it's never been easier to do this than right now. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you come back soon. And as always, I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you next time.